Oh my, it's been a long week.
It comes to the point of the program where we decide what points make. We've been accumulating points all week long. We've been getting points for what? No. What have we been gaining points for? No. What did you get the points for that will go towards the points?
What do you
cheering.
Think?
Cheering.
Bringing a Bible.
Bringing a Bible.
That's right. Yeah. What else?
Sorry? Bringing a friend, Taylor. Bringing your team colors. That's right.
Bringing a friend.
Yellow. Posts.
Dynaco Post.
Dynaco Dave's challenge every day. Now we had our first ever email to Dynaco Dave, didn't we?
That's right. You're catching up.
Yeah. Well done, Brian.
Get yourself one of those blue blackberries.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we got lots and lots of ways of getting. In fact, look at that. It's a very busy points table. There we go. Look at that. That's full. Looky right there. Wowie. I'm so far south, my Bible belt goes round my head. No. There we are. Yeah, does that make any sense?
No.
Okay. Now, I got the final scores here. Ooh-hoo-hoo. And on. Wait for it. 696,000 points. It was the green team. Well done. Well done.
That's
no more
greens.
Points for cheering, sadly. That wouldn't be fair on everybody else. And then on 719 points, we had the yellow team. There's just a coat of rusties between them both, isn't there?
That's right.
Yes, there is. Now, the blue team and the red team were very, very close at the end. But who got there first? With 770,000 points, we had the blue team. Oh my. A broken bumper from the end. But the winners this year with 789,000 points was the red team. Yeah. And my good friend Rusty's got presents for you all.
Oh my.
Woo!
Here we go.
Just watch yourself. They might
I will.
Be alive. Well done, Reds.
Right.
But it don't end there. No, it don't end there because you will see, you are sitting, some of you, in the remnants of our pits dotted about in here. We had the McLaren pit over here, the yellows, and we had the Ferrari pit over here. We had the green Mercedes pit here, and through the back out the road in quarantine, we had the blues, the Maseratis, in through there. And we come around on a Friday, and we go visit with y'all, and at the end of that visit, we give points. And there's more prizes down here for these points. We give points for welcome.
We give points, that's right, we give points for creativity.
Creativity. We also give points for style. Mighty fine style, y'all. And I think we are probably the two most suited to giving points for style in this room.
Clearly, personalized.
Other than Reginald, and he's a very stylish man. Yeah, so we would like to say a thank you to all the welcomes we received, to all the attention to detail.
But all the bribes.
All the bribes. But sadly, there only could be one winner. And with a score of 54, which means nothing to any of you, the winning team for welcome, for practicality, and for style, all three categories, the winning team were the Blue Maseratis.
That's right.
Woo! Yep. Yes, sir. Well done, Blues. Richly deserved reward for most of you, and a little prize for those of you who just came along on the last day. Well done. We love meeting with y'all. Now, this clipboard and I are inseparable this whole week. This is my brain, if you will, my CPU. Yep, and if I get this wrong, my emissions just go through the roof. But here we are. We have some thank yous. I think probably what we'll do is there will be rapturous applause, no doubt, for all these categories, but we'll wait till the end, and then we'll give the rapturous applause all at one time. Because I would like to say, from the bottom of my boots, I would like to say a huge thank you to our leaders. You have been phenomenal. Thank you so much, leaders. And I would also like to, particularly within these leaders, say a huge thank you again to our furthest traveled leaders, which are Karen and Marcus, representing our Germans. So thank you so much to you guys. Yeah, we can give them a cheer. Yeah. They traveled 3 days here and 4 days back just to be here. So thank you very much for not going the 4 days back just yet. We're very grateful. Yep. I'd also like to thank Mr. Philip Merriweather as well. That's easy for me to say. He's a good friend, and he lives in the area, and you might recognize him and some of his kin, because they come along to the halls in the midweek, and they use the halls and the beavers and the brownies, and in Libby's Cafe. And he's actually not a member here. He goes to the Vineyard Church in town, but he said from the start of the year he wanted to be involved here, because he loves just being here and what it does for his kids. And so we really appreciate everything that you've been doing. You've lived and loved these kids as if they were your own. And only three of them were. So thank you, Phil. And Derek Jordan, a lot of what you see up here, including this beautiful engine.
This is a real engine.
This is a real engine.
I just like to clarify, real.
Yep. No messing about with this engine.
Look at this thing.
Yeah.
Dipstick.
That's the dippiest stick I've seen up here other than you all week. Yep. So thank you to Derek Jordan. A lot of what you see up here was because of him. Thank you, Derek. And also, he gets his own clap too. That's beautiful. Brings a tear to my eye. And parents, thank you so much for bringing them every day on time, in the right frame of mind, and ready to go. Thank you. We appreciate that, parents. We love you very much. And I got children down here. I don't know why I wrote children down here in the thank you column. Must be something to do with their energy, their enthusiasm, their sparkle, their wit, everything they've done to make us smile.
Panache.
Yeah, I had one of them one day too. It was very nice. Thank you very much for that panache. Yeah. Now, without the nuts next time, if you don't mind, they affect my system something awful. So they do. I think I've got an intolerance to panache nuts. But other than that, thank you. And I think that's the bottom of my list, so let's give a huge round of applause. Thank you all.
About Reginald.
What?
Reginald.
Oh, man. How'd I forget Reginald? Well, we better do Reginald. Yep, thank you.
Y'all, we also forgot one very important person,
yeah.
And that's our Reginald team upstairs doing all our images and our sound and all that. So thank you, Reginald.
Thank you, Reginald. Yep. So the fun doesn't end there. No, next week we're going to have not summer buzz, but Sunday buzz.
Huzzah!
Yeah, we're going to be back across in the halls, and we're going to have ourselves a great time. A hootenanny. So come along, same time, same place, across in the halls. If you're not already busy, we'd love you to come visiting with us. It'd be fantastic. There'll be the same points, but different prizes. A lot of the same leaders, same smiles. Yep, we're going to be good. Following that, the next week we have a covenant service, and that's going to be fantastic, and it's hopefully going to be the chance to meet our new children's worker. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Rachel's going to be starting. She's tickled pink at the idea. You're going to love her. So we'd just like to say we'll see you soon. We'll see you at Sunday Club. We'll see you at school. We'll see you at Transformers. We'll see you at uniforms. We'll see you in the streets, in the parks. We will see you. And please don't be a stranger. You're always welcome, and there's a place in this family for you. You are very much welcome anytime you like to come in through these doors. The doors across the road. Danico Dave will be delighted to see you. So will we. Thank you all.